Delling poll, everything bad in history was the patriarchy's fault, claims United Nations. By James Delling poll on September 7, 2020. If civilization had been left in female hands, we would still be living in grass huts, Camille Paglia once famously said. But the United Nations didn't get the memo. No, really. According to the United Nations, the millennia of patriarchy which gave us, among many other things, the Greek and Roman philosophers, Christianity, the Taj Mahal, habeas corpus, the art of the Renaissance, the collected works of Shakespeare and Goethe, Johann Sebastian Bach, penicillin, central heating, air conditioning, the internal combustion engine, and space travel, have actually been damaging to everyone. Also, according to the UN, we all know this. Who exactly is this we, Kemo Sabe? Indeed, is there any sane and sentient being in the world who has the remotest sympathy with this revolutionary cultural Marxist bullshit? That revolutionary cultural Marxist bullshit is also in direct contravention of the UN's founding principles. The UN was established in the aftermath of the Second World War to promote international peace and security. One of its subsidiary purposes, according to its two founding articles, is promoting and encouraging respect for human rights and for fundamental freedoms for all without distinction as to race, sex, language, or religion. How does picking on men and blaming them for everything that is wrong square with that particular clause? And just how deludedly, monstrously arrogant would you have to be to declare that you know better how to order society and run the world, in a non-patriarchal way, apparently, than pretty much every civilization in the entirety of human history? The UN is a terrible organization, a bloated talking shop for technocrats, bureaucrats, kleptocrats, third world beggars, globalists, socialists and other overindulged, grasping cry bullies, meddlers, and no-hopers. Current Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the pillock responsible for those outrageous statements about men, is typical of the kind of pawn life it attracts and promotes. Guterres was leader of Portugal's Socialist Party and later became the country's prime minister. Why should a leftist from a relatively tiny economy have any say on the world stage except as an elected politician in his own country? Would Guterres have got the job if he had been a conservative, rather than a leftist stooge? Answer: no. It generated and promoted the disastrously expensive, dishonest and anti-free market global warming scare, via its offshoots UNEP, United Nations Environment Programme, and the UNFCC, United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. It has made a similar hash of coronavirus via its similarly corrupt, mendacious, anti-science, China-controlled World Health Organization, WHO. While the UN has long been a deeply suspect institution, it has not until now been quite so overt in pushing its hard left, tyrannical, one-world government agenda of revolutionary change. That latest tweet screams one message loud and clear: defund the United Nations, have nothing more to do with it, raze every one of its buildings to the ground, sack all its staff, consign it to the dustbin of history. United Nations delenda est. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.